Asking you this morning to think back to your school days, and for a lot of us, of course, tests, no one particularly liked them, but in the last 10, 15 years, school really has changed. More subjects, more expected of the students, and the HSC well and truly has been coming under the spotlight. Is it outdated? Is it a pointless marker, and what can be done about it? Executive Director of Schools, Catholic Education Diocese of Parramatta, Greg Whitby. We've tracked him down in a very wet Sydney this morning. Greg, good morning. You think the HSC is outdated. Why?
Good morning, Todd. Look, I think it's just reached its use-by date. It was designed in a particular time for a particular purpose, and I think the times have changed, and they call on us to think about new ways to look at performance and achievement of a student, not just a single high-stakes end-all schooling test. So it's not as being revolutionary, really. We have a range of experiences across the globe, very popular, the International Baccalaureate, that takes a very different approach, and the assessment and the evaluation of the student achievement. So if you look at the history of the high school certificate, it was designed when few people went to university, most people went off and got trade jobs or went into the clerical jobs that are around. They don't exist anymore, and we're still testing students as if that was the world they're going into. The main use of the high school certificate at the moment is to receive an ATAR so that you can apply for university. The statistics tell us that very few, a relative few, less than about 30% use the ATAR to get into university and they gain access otherwise.
How far do you think the HSC is out of date? For how many years has it pretty much been past its use-by date?
Well, look, it was designed in the late 1950s, implemented in the mid-1960s. It's undergone some tweaking and some changes. They removed the school certificate test some time ago. I would say from about the 80s or 90s, or certainly the 90s, with the explosion of mass secondary education and university, and with the understanding that we're now living in a knowledge age and people needed to be continual learners, that learning didn't finish when you finished your final test at school. By the year 2000, as we entered the 21st century, I think it was time for a complete overhaul and refresh.
I suppose it was the... It was the song that we had, no more pencils, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks. There was the thought that once you finished, that was it, no more learning.
Well, that's right, and I want to be clear about this. I'm not anti-testing or anti-judgment of student achievement, far from it. The facts are that we have so many ways now to know about how students are performing, and we wanted them to continue that love of learning and not set these artificial barriers that sometimes instill in them the fact that you passed and you failed. Most people think that you can fail the high school certificate, that there is a pass mark. There is not a pass mark in the high school certificate. The high school certificate is just a ranking process at the end of the day when you use the ATAR. So it actually doesn't do what people think that it does do.
Do you think employers actually care about a pass or a fail? Obviously, if you're going on to university, tertiary education, but if someone decides at year 12 they're going to leave and just enter the workplace, do you think that most employers want some kind of yardstick to measure that potential new employee by?
I don't think that they place high value on the high school certificate per se. You find people that 2 years on, people don't even mention their high school certificate. What employers are looking for nowadays are kids who can show, and students who can show an understanding of being working in a collaborative team, being able to take responsibility for their own learning, and really form on the board. They're continually calling for schools to be much more practical and having a more seamless integration into the world of work, so that they're very happy with actually the performance rather than the arbitrary nature of what your ATAR was or how you did in the high school certificate.
I suppose everything needs a refresh sooner rather than later, and the HSC is well and truly in line for it. Greg, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
Greg Whitby, he is the Executive Director of Schools Catholic Education Diocese of Parramatta. And so many people weighing in. I just got a text, 0418 528 535 from Andrew saying, look, I'm a school teacher and I totally believe that the HSC has run past its time. And from talking to potential employers, they do. They said what Greg said is true. They want to know, can that student or that potential new employee interact with staff? Have they got the ability to be self-learning, that kind of thing? And the HSC and just having a mark on a piece of paper doesn't cover that. 16 to 10.